And 321, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. This is the August 2023 edition of the DC Update. Congress will be returning from its summer break, and all eyes are on budget accommodations needed to avert a government shutdown. In the meantime, the Biden administration asked Congress for a $40 billion emergency supplemental funding package, which includes $8.5 billion for USAID. Biden's emergency package focuses on assistance to Ukraine, the bulk of it military assistance, but with several billion dollars for development and humanitarian assistance. It includes a handful of international spending priorities related to migration, food assistance, countering Russian and Chinese growing influence in the developing world, and even domestic concerns such as border security and wildfires. Last month, I shared that Great Britain was cutting its foreign assistance budget. Now it appears that the Germans, the second largest provider of official development assistance within the Development Assistance Committee, will also implement across-the-board cuts to its humanitarian assistance. Not on the chopping block will be aid to Ukraine. But there is some good news. Australia has announced a new development policy which did not include any cuts to its budget. As wildfires and heat waves sweep the globe, it's official. July 2023 was the hottest month on record, according to the EU-funded Copernicus Climate Change Service. Scientists found July was 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than average. Now, you may recall global signatories of the 2015 Paris Agreement had agreed to limit world average temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius, but progress since then has been, to put it mildly, sluggish. The world's population is expected to hit nearly 10 billion people by 2050, up 2 billion people or so from current levels. But given the current shortages of food, what may be a very happy moment for parents raises major questions about how to sustainably feed them all. On paper, Africa is the great hope, home to approximately 45% of the world's farmable land, untapped water resources, and a cheap and expanding labor force. The continent has massive untapped potential to meet the world's growing food needs. But Africa is currently a net importer of food and home to a third of the people worldwide affected by hunger. That's 278 million people. This year's United Nations State of Food Insecurity and Nutrition in the World report presented some grim news. In 2022, between 691 million and 783 million people were hungry, over 100 million more than in 2019 before the pandemic. As overwhelming as the numbers sound, these are people desperate for assistance. Our task continues. I'm looking forward to speaking with you next month when we'll begin looking at the foreign assistance positions of the announced Republican candidates for president.